The Around the NFL Podcast. We'll need some time to adapt to the pro game.
Welcome back to another edition of the Around the NFL Podcast. My name is Dan Hansis, and I am joined by a room filled with heroes, Mark Sessler, Chris Wessling, and Greg Rosenthal. What's up, boys?
Hey, Dan.
A lot of excitement in the room, in the building. Sessler's wearing the same shirt I've seen him in a few times in a row. It's a big day.
All right. Well, not even supposed to be here. It's my day off. So
Mark here on his day off, and we're thankful for that because it is a special show. It is draft week, folks. It is finally upon us. The 2015 NFL draft begins Thursday night in Chicago. This is Chris's last show from Los Angeles this week. Tomorrow, he gets on a jet plane. He sits in the back row by himself and just starts digging through transcripts and scout footage and game highlights. And you just start – it's basically your crash course now as you get ready for the NFL draft, right, Chris?
I think that's accurate. I'll cram for this exam on the airplane, yeah.
And you'll be joined by, of course, Kevin Patra, who is known throughout time for fisticuffs. So, again, be careful, Wes. You're a grown man. You got to resist the temptation. He's the youngest guy in our crew, right?
I wasn't the one who got slapped in the face last night.
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, Wes and I went on a Sunday. I'd call it a date. Was it a date?
we were with several other people.
Yeah, and Wes has a very lively female roommate that decided to slap me in the face at some point. And I can you were there. I said nothing untoward. I don't know what it
was. No, it was completely uncalled for, but I think she was just feeling the moment, and she just decided it would be fun to slap.
Strangely,
me in the face.
Greg, no one knows exactly what happened, though. It's almost like there was some fogginess involved.
You must have said something, right?
Nothing negative.
It's
just only positive words coming out of
my mouth. You're not a guy that has like a slappable face.
Do people get slapped for saying positive things to people?
Wes, be my witness here.
I looked up and I just started
laughing. Let's just throw you under the bus. He's not going to be a witness.
I looked up and just started laughing. I couldn't believe it happened.
So Mark's here despite being assaulted by a woman yesterday, and we're going to get into some draft talk, a lot of draft talk, including one feature that just went up recently on NFL.com, 6 draft day trades we'd love to see. We're going to get into that. Might not hit all 6, but we're going to certainly, Greg, hit between 3
well,
and 5.
There's 4 of us here.
Yeah. Probably at least 4 then. At least someone improbably sits out the segment. We'll see. That's part of the reason to listen on. You never know what could happen. We're going to bring it back, folks. One of our favorite games, both in the studio and our fans, we know, love. Go get your lunch.
Go get my lunch.
Go get my lunch, fella. The game where we each make predictions and, you get the opportunity to take someone on that and say, hey, listen, that's not going to happen. And if you're right and you get and that person's wrong, they got to go get you a lunch. And it's usually a sandwich.
By the way, go get to gogetmylunch.org. That's what people should be go getting.
Great site.
One of our favorite listeners, Nick Fortier, I believe it's pronounced, came up with an awesome site, gogetmylunch.org. It keeps track of all the
oh, my God,
fun.
That was amazing, that website.
Yeah. It honestly is incredible. It's funnier than, like, anything we've ever produced. It's terrific.
The only thing I'd say about it, there is a shot that says, here's the entire Around the NFL crew, and our editor downstairs, Ali Bonpartey, is tucked in the photo. What's he doing there?
Bonpartey.
Bonpourri.
Bonpourri. I mean, he's tucked in there. People probably think it's TD. They don't know who, they don't know who it is.
Well, anyway, great website, Nick. So make sure you check that out.
Sessler's feeling the heat, by the way, because it has all of our all-time records, and Sessler is the only man under 500 right now.
Well, I started very ill, but last segment, I kicked some serious
you
behind.
Did.
And
you,
I was trying to
approved.
Figure out how are Dan, Wes, and I all over 500? We're all pretty closely
thanks
bunched.
To our producers.
Exactly. TD and Gold Standard have never won.
Also, Z-Drizzle with the 0 for 5.
Yeah, so there you go.
Z-Drizzle, the sacrificial lamb. So we're gonna play that game, which we all love. So we're excited about that. But before any of that, here it is, folks. It is one other thing. I got to get this out here before we throw it to the Gold Standard. Big day for the Around the NFL team. Fellas are verified.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dan has been leading
verified on Twitter. Blue check. Come on, ride that train. Come on and ride it.
Most of the response on Twitter was aimed at Dan because I think they sensed this was a huge moment
in
Dan's psyche.
A level of desperation that people saw through.
Dan has been pushing for this really for years. Like, I'll ask Dan to do something and just be, well, get me verified. I'll talk to you when I get verified. He basically hasn't considered himself a human until Twitter could verify it for him. So now he knows.
Full disclosure also, well over a year ago, I privately was messaging with one of our social media team members looking to get verified just myself to use it as podcast fodder to throw it at you guys. And that's how the machine, the corporate machine, works. Ended up taking over a year, and we all got verified, which is ultimately what I wanted. But I wanted maybe the first one.
I sent it to my wife. This is how meaningless this really is. And I sent a little screen capture of my name with the blue check, and she wrote back. She's like, "?" I don't get it. What happened here?
Yeah. I did. There was a – I thought it would make me feel more whole, but I felt more hollow than ever as I just was staring at that blue check mark, and it was almost like laughing at me.
Really?
Like, it meant this much to you? Now what?
There's kinda more.
Like Mad Men season 7.
You're deep.
Connor, yeah. Connor Orr, who also got a check mark, compared it to that scene in Up in the Air when George Clooney finally meets the pilot after getting the club. And I thought that was apt.
That was fitting. Did Kevin Patrick get one?
Yeah, of course.
That would have been awkward. There would have definitely been some aggressiveness in Chicago if it was only Kevin. All right, here we go. The gold standard, behind the glass, wearing a hat. This is his last week with us before he goes on to bigger and probably better things.
Don't know about that. But I don't have a check mark, so.
No check mark.
Not yet.
Your life is not laid out for you. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Great. How about let's do some news.
Let's do it.
It does feel a little different, though.
With the check mark? You know what I'm noticing? How come Dan and Mark both have the NFL logo next to their heads? But Wes,
I can tell you why.
Just
we were founding around the league writers.
That's
the NFL recognizes.
The founding fathers of around
right
the
there.
NFL.
All right, here we go. Let's start and do some news. The Dallas Cowboys are not in the running for Adrian Peterson. This according to NFL media insider Ian Rappaport, who said on Sunday night's edition of NFL Total Access that the 30-year-old running back will play for the Vikings or no one at all. That's the word coming out of Minnesota right now. Rappaport did add that if there is one team that could still work its way into the mix, it is the Cardinals, who we've talked about a lot as a potential suitor, and the Bucks and Jags on the periphery, but not seen as serious contenders. Surprise, surprise there. You know, Jaguars, let's calm down, guys. It was all right. You put up the billboard for DeMarco Murray, and that was cute. You're not going to get Adrian Peterson. You think he's going to go there? They're going to send him there? No way. Anyway, guys, your thoughts. Adrian Peterson, Cowboys, all that talk for nothing.
Well, we don't know that yet. To me, I read this as the
rap sheet being shot down by
you
Greg.
Just said he noted that if one team could do it, it would be the Cardinals, and that's something to keep an eye on in round two, maybe the second day of the draft. To me, this is the Vikings saying more clearly than ever that we're not trading him. You want to send us a Godfather offer? Like, tough luck, Adrian Peterson, if you don't want to play for us.
Could it change? I mean, Dallas clearly, I think they're a top candidate to draft a running back in round one if it's Melvin Gordon, Todd Gurley. If those guys for some reason were gone by the time they hit the clock, could that change things?
If I was looking for the best package in return for Adrian Peterson, I would do exactly what Spielman's doing and saying he's off the table.
Right.
Like you said, give me a Godfather offer and maybe I'll reconsider.
Yeah.
Like Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street when he's explaining to Leo DiCaprio in the building, in the restaurant, like that, you know, what he's doing. It's all fairy dust. That was what I feel like all the Cowboys talk with Adrian Peterson was. How much did we talk about Peterson and the Cowboys being connected? How many people wrote about it, including us? At the end of the day, it never really made too much sense when you think about it. DeMarco Murray left because they didn't want to pay him. Now they were going to take on Adrian Peterson's contract. I guess it makes more sense for them to go in a different direction.
It makes sense to me that the Cowboys would be interested, but it never made sense that the Vikings would want to get rid of him. And now I think as he's seen that some gigantic market hasn't emerged for him where some team's going to pay him $10 million and give up picks, now he's just going to have to settle, return to Minnesota. I mean, it didn't come out of nowhere. Jerry Jones and Adrian Peterson did speak on the phone one time about it.
Right. What was that conversation about?
How was that not tampering, by the way?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said.
Interesting. Well, Peterson has also said several times that he wants to finish his career with the Cowboys.
And there was a report, you know, this weekend that the Vikings see it, Peterson, not just as important for their team, but for Teddy Bridgewater and just supporting him and doing everything they can to make the playoffs before they move into the new stadium, sell some PCLs, all about the dollars.
All right, let's talk about another controversial player. This one, Robert Griffin III. The Redskins have formally picked up RG3's fifth-year option. Redskins GM Scott McLuhan made it official at a Monday news conference. He did add, however, and this is important to note, that the decision does not, quote, affect our draft process whatsoever. So it's a $16.1 million option, but the team can still get out of it after this year. So if RG3 craps the bed, barring a serious injury, that's the only way RG3 is protected, the Redskins can still get out after 4 years.
I mean, if there's one team that wants 31 other teams to believe that they're a threat to take that quarterback, to force someone to try to trade up with them, it's the Redskins. And I'm not buying it, but they've been singing that song for 3 months now.
They just did the same thing. McLuhan said during the press conference that Leonard Williams, the defensive tackle out of USC, that people are very high on. He kind of left it out there. You know, if he's there, you know, maybe we'd be open to a trade there. So he's playing the game, and he knows what he's doing.
I'd be shocked if Mariota falls past two. So I don't. This is all for nothing.
Yeah.
But with the Redskins, they are taking a little bit of a risk. And what is really the benefit? Well, I understand they want to make it look like they're supporting RG3. I guess that's the intent of it. But if he tears his ACL, and he has done that twice in his career in December, you suddenly are in a really bad situation for a quarterback that, I don't know. I mean, what are the odds that he's going to come out of next year and they really want to pay him all that money? I don't think it's very high.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, that if he channels his rookie season form and turns his career around, you could just use the franchise tag on him if you
right.
wanted to. Yeah,
exactly. And in this case, I guess it's not that big a risk. He would have to have a really bad injury. But what are the odds? I'll just throw it out to you guys. What are the odds that RG3 is on that team in 2016 playing for that money? Or basically just on the team at all?
I would put it at he has a 30% chance of all still right. being there next year.
I was going to say 30%.
I'd say 30, but if
wow.
if Gruden right. is 30. Fired, which is maybe a higher percentage chance, then his option, RG3 probably sticks around with the next coach.
You think so? I would think the next coach, his first order of business would be get that guy out of town.
Depends who he is.
Well, the ownership clearly backs Griffin. I even think 30 is a little high for me because, I mean, what are the chances he's even the starter week 9? I mean, he has a very short leash. He's going to have
well,
to
you
play.
Don't think he'll be there next week.
Well, I think he has to play really well, which we didn't see a lot of evidence last year that was going to happen under Gruden.
And in other RG3 news, he has kept a lower profile this offseason, thankfully. He's not been on social media, but he did speak with the Washington Post and had some interesting things to say. He said, people want you to be a certain person, and it's unfortunate for them that I'm not the person they made me out to be. And then he went on to say, but I know once we start winning again, the same people that have been saying negative things or trying to attack my character or my family will be the same ones saying, oh, they're great people. That's just the business, I would say. But it's not the business I want to be a part of. Who's he talking about? These people?
That's the right question.
Who are all these people?
Is he talking about the media or his coaches or people inside the building?
I think both, a mixture of both.
Okay. So, I mean,
that's healthy.
Was that an indirect shot at the coaching staff there for not having his back? Or I don't know what it was. A lot of what he says is true. If you win in the NFL, people think you're a good person, and if you lose, you're a bad person. That's a fair criticism.
Well, a good quarterback or a bad quarterback, typically. He's saying it's become personal where people think he's actually, like, adult and a bad
I think he's right, though. I mean, what quarterback in the last couple of years has received more personal attacks about his quirky personality and all this other stuff?
He brought it on himself, in my opinion.
Sure, but he's been hammered by the press, sure.
I think there is something to that, though, that people get picked on as a jerk if you're losing, but no one's going to call you a jerk when you're winning because you're Michael Jordan or you're Dan Marino or whoever you are. Like, that's just whatever goes into your personality that makes you win, no one cares.
He just called Michael Jordan and Dan Marino a jerk.
That's what I heard.
Was not what I really meant.
I read into that.
Yeah. But
let's tweet that.
And finally, Mark, this is for you. Packers plan Brett Favre ceremony for Thanksgiving. It's now official.
Great.
The Packers have made it official after years and years of planning. It's happening. Big day.
for you. Yeah, listen, if the lineup, if we had issues with the lineup on Thanksgiving, which came up on the Lad Pod, this removes all my issues because this ceremony is extremely high octane and important to me.
Okay, so week one, Dan has, what was the game
I assigned
you? It was really
Eagles,
good.
Cowboys, I believe it was.
Eagles, Cowboys.
Week two, I think it was.
Greg's scheduling Mark for the late Thanksgiving game for the fifth year in a row.
Late Thanksgiving, Mark. Say goodbye to your children early. You're in that.
Let's have a Thanksgiving breakfast this year.
Really fair, boss.
I'm kidding.
Mark's eyes turning.
That was one of the few issues that Greg and I have ever had. And as he was going through that little skit, he realized he was walking into a dark wormhole.
As blood started leaking out of Mark's eyes and ears. All right, that's what's happening. All right, moving forward. You know, we like to have fun. We like to work hard. Work hard, play hard. That's my motto. And also for this group. We wrote on Friday about six draft trades we'd love to see, and we all got involved. So now let's go through our personal choices. And I'm going to start with Mark, who I believe has calmed down after that near catastrophe with Greg just now, a bit that turned sour. You start us off. What is a trade that you – now, famously – the last time we did this exercise during free agency, you mentioned that Philip Rivers to the Browns, which you gave Wes and I a little bit of heat for maybe shooting down on NFL Now hit.
No, I think the order was you filleted me while I was away on some NFL Now hit, and I found out about it through back channels.
Back channels.
And then I responded.
And then you attempted to run that same trade back, right, on this assignment, and Greg shot that down.
Yeah, I don't know where Greg was coming from, but he made me come up with a trade that I'd like to see a little bit less than that one.
You know, forgive me for asking you to create a new piece of content.
Oh, it was like 2 weeks ago that we wrote that.
Copying and pasting your last one.
All right, well, I got one for you.
There we go.
Number one, it involves a quarterback again being shipped out of town, and it's Jay Cutler as part of a large package deal that says Matt Forte in the final year of his contract, he's getting finicky about his contract, that could be an issue. So Cutler, Forte, two number ones, and next year's second-round pick to the Bucks to move up six slots and take Jameis Winston. Adam Gase has a new quarterback to work with.
That is wild.
Why would you like to see that so much?
Well, because Jay Cutler in a Bears uniform, it's not that he's only bad. He's boring, and the Bears are boring with him. I think this would make them a more interesting team to watch.
I like it.
Lovie Smith is the perfect coach to fall for it.
Well, I think that Lovie Smith and Jay Cutler don't get along going back to their stint with the Bears.
That's an issue.
So that could be an issue, but I agree that the Bears are a much better, much more fun team to watch without Jay Cutler.
There is something sad about Jameis Winston going to the Bucks into that hole right now. Maybe it'll work out. You do have Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson. I mean, that could be.
So did the last quarterback.
Yeah, that could be fun to watch, but I just don't like. Yeah, I'd like to see Jameis Winston on TV, for instance. That's not going to happen with the Bucks.
Oh, he'll be on TV.
Thanksgiving night with the Brett Favre ceremony. Bears-Packers.
Christopher Wessling.
I have Philip Rivers to the Titans for the number two pick straight up. I think that the Titans believe that the number two pick is worth more than a 34-year-old quarterback, but I think the Chargers also think that a legitimate franchise top six quarterback in the NFL is worth more than the number two pick. So all of these draft picks that are supposedly going to change sides, the Titans want more draft picks or the Chargers? No, you just do it straight up for the number two. Agree that that's fair value.
So this is, to me, the whole Rivers-Chargers thing is really fascinating because it makes a lot of sense on both sides for everyone. So it's a tough one to figure out. So his contract's up after this year.
I believe it is, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
If he's told the Chargers he doesn't want to be there, they have to trade him, right? Like, this is going to happen.
They don't have to. They can just use the franchise tag 2 years in a row if they want.
He has essentially said that in so many words because he won't negotiate a new contract, and he's made it clear he doesn't want to move if they move. But you can call his bluff. Okay, what are your options, Philip Rivers, to retire after this year? They might not move to L.A. There's a very good chance they won't move to L.A.
Well, a lot can happen
teams
between
been,
now and
right, teams
year.
Have been trying to move to L.A. for 20 years. So you roll the dice and you see. And you say, tough luck, Philip Rivers.
Wait, but you would want to lock him in with a franchise tag when he's miserable and resents you for this? I mean, it just seems like
that's
a recipe for bad
news. Well, bad teams have to do that all the time. But to your point, like, if there's any time to make a move and move Rivers. It's now if you can get up to the with a team like Ken Wisenhunt in Tennessee, who does have a good relationship with that quarterback, and you have a chance to get your next young one, that opportunity may not come around again.
Hmm. Greg, your turn.
All right. Yeah, you know, the process here isn't supposed to be a realistic trade. And Mark, went with one would be a little wacky. It was what we'd like to see. And what I'd like to see is RG3 get a real chance with a fun team. What could possibly happen to make RG3 the guy that we all saw back in 2012? A trade to the Buffalo Bills with all that talent around him. You got Greg Roman, who's a little creative. He's worked with Colin Kaepernick, the pistol, read option. Put RG3 in Buffalo. You know, Washington just wants to get rid of him. They take back, let's say, E.J. Manuel and a third-round pick. Manuel's just kind of a throw-in. Jay Gruden likes to use at least 8 starting quarterbacks every season, so he can be one of them. And there you go. How about that for trades we'd like to see?
I love that the trade you like to see. What really moves the needle for Greg Rosenthal is E.J. Manuel.
No, that was a throw-in because if you put RG3 in Buffalo, then they have 5 quarterbacks. You might as well just send your last one back.
We talked about this on NFL Now hit this morning. One which, by the way, not to get off course, but before we went in the makeup room, I look over, and much to my surprise, Greg, not only in the chair getting his makeup done, there's another gentleman, a hairstylist, personal hairstylist to Greg.
Not a personal.
Working around the corners of his ears and the back, even taking a brush with the talcum powder and cleaning it up. And simultaneous makeup haircut now for Greg wasn't offered to me. Working behind the scenes now.
Bit of a diva move on your part.
Dan's so threatened he immediately tweets about it from his makeup chair, which you're getting makeup. It's not like I didn't ask for this. You actually being there is a perfect witness to the fact that there's no diva move. The guy walks up, he says, "Hey, can I just clean up around your ears a little bit?" You know, it's not all of us can.
Well,
have
he's been
clean up around your ears a little bit.
No, I've never even.
He's been conditioned to deal with your behavior, and so this time he fell right in line, and that's what Dan witnessed.
This was a totally different guy than the guy who gave me the haircut.
Well, word gets around. They talk.
Is that like when you see chimps and they're always picking stuff out of each other's fur? It's just going to clean up around the ear.
It was just a nice little cleanup. And listen, it's a nice little angle to take that it's hair envy. But really what this is about is you've established a culture in that makeup room, though.
Okay, and so what exactly do you want here? Oh, no. Don't save me a bunch of time and give me a great free service professionally done in 2 minutes while I'm at work. That's terrible.
Well,
who wouldn't want
the
that?
Response could have been, listen, I'm not comfortable with you touching up my hair unless my coworker gets
didn't
the same
didn't you find
treatment?
It a little odd that, by the way, you recently had a haircut and your hair's looking fine. Mine's very long. I need a haircut. He only serviced you. Didn't even look in my direction. Smells to me like something behind the scenes that was cooked up by the boss who pulled his management card. And to Greg's benefit.
They don't know who's management or not. We're just a bunch of faceless chimps.
Greg very rarely pulls the management card. He's just, you know, he works with us very closely. In this case, it looks like you went above us.
I think Dan's being accurate.
How would they know? How would they know who's management who's not? They have no idea.
You told them.
There's no telling.
No one said
Dan terms. Obviously has gotten you a little riled up because I think he's gotten to the heart of the matter.
He's jealous.
Well,
he's jealous.
Well,
I
told you
yourself.
I'm jealous.
Who cares? People are offering great free haircuts.
First of all, I've told you I'm jealous about it. I want them to do my hair as well.
Oh, okay.
But it's strange.
So just ask. I treat the people back there like people. I have conversations and we're friends.
Oh.
And so then it just naturally comes up. It's like
friends.
Being mad at
I'm sure you were hanging out Saturday night with the makeup people.
it'd be like being mad at Mark for having a free lunch when the taco truck comes to town or whatever. It's like, why wouldn't you take that?
No idea what that means.
Mark doesn't
truck comes to town.
All right. So, anyway. So that was interesting. An interesting thing to see. That's all I'm saying. That's why I had to snap.
I'm glad you shared that observation.
Back to the point. When we, after that incident, we'll call it, we went in and taped the segment, and Greg threw this same scenario out there, and all I could think was, RG3, the last thing he needs to do is go to Western New York and get the Rex Ryan QB stink on him. We might not ever see him again. Yeah. It'll be bye-bye. Have fun in the CFL in 2017, RG3.
It would make him fun, I'll tell you that. I mean, E.J. Manuel, come on. Like, they've got nothing going on at that position. RG3 paired with that coordinator, I like that.
RG3 needs a fresh start, and I did legitimately try to go through all the teams. What team could possibly fit RG3? What team could possibly want him? It's crazy how there weren't a lot of options. There weren't a lot of ones that made any sense at all. Buffalo was the closest.
Why do we think Greg Roman could fix RG3? Greg Roman couldn't get it right with Colin Kaepernick at the end.
Yeah.
Well, it's fair. I mean, but of the coordinators out there, I'd give him – he's got some history.
Listen, I value your coordinator talk, Mark. You are the people – you're the speaking the voice of the coordinators. I was just curious.
Oh, Roman was – he was, you know, ridden out of town in San Francisco.
Oh, your boy. So. You guys had a nice airport conversation after the Super Bowl
I believe. I've heard combine, yeah. through the grapevine okay, that there was. Might be some texting between them occasionally as well. True or false?
Not recently.
On the grid,
he's gone into his workroom. He's starting over, and RG3 would be a nice addition for him to work with. I like Greg's idea. Good idea by the boss.
Okay. RG3 has
got to get back in your good graces.
He has a new catchphrase every year, RG3. That's not a joke.
Shocking.
Next year, the one where he was with the Bills would be probably start over, I would think. All right. I'll do mine. Mine's I feel like we talk about it all the time, but Vikings deal Adrian Peterson to Arizona. AP doesn't want to be there. He's 30 years old.
Did you just recycle my trade from a couple weeks ago?
I think I did, yeah. Yeah. We talked about this. But we're in agreement on it because it makes too much sense not to make it happen. If he doesn't want to be there, the Vikings should do what they can do to get the most they can for him. And the Cardinals, who to me are one piece away from really contending in the NFC, you get Adrian Peterson in that backfield. All of a sudden, wait a second, the NFC West is not the Seahawks and a bunch of teams behind them. I feel like that's a real dogfight for that division and conference.
It would be fun to see. Wouldn't that team be awesome?
Oh, yeah. Adrian Peterson. Team of ATL?
Team of ATL.
Wes, your thoughts since you were the first one to throw this out there a few weeks ago.
I have nothing more to add. You stated it eloquently.
Well, plus it would right a grievous wrong in draft history. You know, we need a Cardinals fan around here to remind you Browns and Jets fan how bad the Cardinals have had it over the years.
That magical Super Bowl run.
They
like
desperately needed
ago.
A running back. People thought they were going to take Peterson, and they took Levi Brown. They're like, nope, we already have Edgerrin James here, who's 34 years old. We're going
to
take Levi Brown.
You want to go tit for tat with draft mistakes?
I'm just saying.
I took Ken O'Brien when I could have taken Dan Marino. I took Blair Thomas when I could have taken Emmitt Smith. Yeah, you can go.
How about Spurgeon Win instead of Tom Brady?
How about for a decade stretch, the ESPN guys laughed at the Bengals every time they made a pick?
That's true.
All right. Also, just so everyone knows, Connor Orr wants Deion Jordan to the Eagles for a fifth-round pick.
Kevin Patra also likes Todd Gurley to the Cowboys. A little trade-up. Maybe we'll talk a little Cowboys in our upcoming segment.
Yummy. Tasty. All right. So that's it. Six draft trades we'd love to see, and you could read all about it at NFL.com/AroundTheNFL. Or /news.
Either one works.
All right, it's time. Let's play a game. Let's play a little game. We do it from time to time. It's draft season. It's upon us. Let's make some predictions. And, we call it Go Get My Lunch. So basically the rules of the game, we each make a prediction. And the rest of the group can either agree and be like, you know what, I think you're right. You know, no blood there. But if there's a disagreement, you could take that person on with a sandwich on the line, or you could take everyone on if there's all disagreements with your prediction, which that's when it gets scary, as you know, Mark. That is Go Get My Lunch. So why don't we play?
Let's do it.
It's one of our favorite games in all of the world.
My favorite.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so let's start with one that's more a group one. We usually throw at least one of these out here, and it will be as follows. Where will Marcus Mariota land in the NFL? You know, you don't have to say what pick or, how he gets there. There's trading involved, or he's just taken straight up with, the number two pick or number one pick. Who knows? Just what team will he be on when the calendar turns over to May? And we'll start with you, Mark Sessler.
You know, this draft doesn't have a whole lot of intrigue compared to some of the others. This is maybe one of the few areas where no one knows what's going to happen. But if we're going to talk about putting a sandwich on the line, I'm going to go safe and I'm going to go Tennessee because, they need a quarterback. I'm not buying that they think Zach Mettenberger is their franchise answer. They don't know that yet, first of all. Stay home at 2. Mariota goes down to Nashville.
I have the same line of thinking. I'd like to see Phillip Rivers for Mariota trade.
Boring.
But if we're talking about sandwiches on the line here, I'm taking the Titans. I think that has the best chance of happening.
I think, yeah, and I should make clear that, this one is not when we're challenging each other. It's just whoever, and someone's enjoying a delicious sandwich, as you can hear right now.
I thought it was an apple.
Yeah, it's something. Something's cooking.
That's uncomfortable.
Whoever gets it right gets sandwiches, all right, from everyone. So I will say, this Titan, that seems logical. But you guys are forgetting about the poor man's Tom Brady. Zach Mettenberger is blocking the way in Tennessee. And you laugh, but that's what they're saying behind the scenes, according to.
Don't believe anything in lion season.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Zach Mettenberger being the next Tom Brady is an absurd notion. I will go with, wait for it, the New York Jets.
Oh!
The New York Jets, who I think are bold under Big Mac.
Playing this game with your heart instead of your head.
Well, perhaps, Wes. I have been on record that I think the Jets need to make a big splash. They need to move on from Geno Smith. And I'm going off track record that Maccagnan has been bold since he took over. And I think, best case scenario, this stuff doesn't work out for the Jets too often. He falls to 6. But I think they might even get aggressive. I think they're playing their coy. I don't think they want anything to do with Geno Smith. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is basically just an insurance policy at this point. I think the Jets are going to make a big move and say, we're going to contend for the AFC East with a young passer that gets people on the throne of ease uncomfortable and pulling at the collar.
Maybe. You know what I'm uncomfortable with? I was going to take the Jets too, but now I feel like I can't anymore. I'm going to switch up my pick. Well, I like the thinking. I don't think he's going to get taken in the first two picks. I think he might slide down a little bit. And I just, when you look at the teams that are in the mix, would Washington take him at 5? Maybe. That would be interesting, but I think the Jets, without even having to move up, could get the guy.
So who's your pick?
My pick.
You forgot, didn't you?
I'm stalling there. Well, I thought we were still talking about Dan's pick. I'm going to go one pick later. I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears then.
Wow. Ooh.
I think that would be a nice spot for him to just kind of chill out for a year while they get rid of, they burn off Jay Cutler. He's like the guy that you want to fire. You're just burning off his time with the company, and then Mariota in a year later.
Tasty.
Wow, so he gets by the Jets, according to Greg.
Thanks for the hair.
Not impossible.
I don't want to have the same answer. I kind of like the Jets. I was thinking about the Chargers. That would have been a good one.
I'll take my
one.
Sandwich from Jackson Market.
All right,
Greg is so buying sandwiches.
Titans, Jets, Bears. Those are our four picks, or three picks, I guess, for where Mariota lands. So that is for those. Thank you for watching. What do you have something else to add, Greg?
No.
I thought you were going to interject something. That's the first the wager here. And we're going to continue if you're watching on NFL Now. Thank you for watching. And check out our podcast because we've got a bunch more of these to go. And it's going to get even more dynamic if that's possible. Thanks for watching.
I'm surprised no one took the Chargers. Maybe I should have taken the Chargers.
That would have been my second choice.
Just because
I like how this sandwich thing is off to a good start.
I'm trying to think of how to stay consistent, with all my other nonsense ones.
All right.
Greg's already in his own head.
So
3 minutes into the game,
Do we need to track these, or do we have that?
Nick Fortier.
Yeah, he's got a whole website dedicated.
Should send Nick Fortier something, shouldn't we?
Maybe a sandwich.
He has to. He should tell us how to pronounce his last name. If it's Fortier or Fortier.
Fortier. It seems like it's Fortier. It should be Fortier. Yeah. I feel like that would be good.
Fortier.
All right. So okay. Now we'll go individual. So that. By the way, Gold Standard, do you have a prediction? For where you think Marcus Mariota will go. Do you want to get involved with this? You're probably never going to see us again, but
that's true. I think I'll just stick to playing this food sound effect.
That's so an apple, by the way.
It really is.
It could be a sandwich with a lot of lettuce, too. Like, you like veggie sandwiches.
I do, but those are never sounded based. Like that when I've ever eaten one. I like the sound effect, but it's so clearly a red apple.
Could be an apple sandwich. People put apples
that
in sandwiches.
You got a point.
Never heard of an apple sandwich.
All right. Who wants to start? I'll throw one out there to get going. Here we go. We talked about Todd Gurley. We've been talking a lot about Todd Gurley. And we learned via rap sheet that that the Cowboys are out on Adrian Peterson. I don't think there's any way. I'm more confident about this pick than any other pick in the first round. The Cowboys get Todd Gurley. And they'll do what they have to, whether they have to move up or sit where they are. Todd Gurley is a member of the Dallas Cowboys at the end of Thursday night. Who wants to take me up on that sandwich?
I'm all over that one.
Yeah, I'm taking
it. I'll take that too.
Thank you. Three sandwiches.
We know that Kevin Patra would not take it because that was one of his little trades he'd like to see. Gurley
now,
and the Cowboys.
Famously, last year when we played this game, I came very close to nailing the Cowboys' first-round pick. But then Johnny Manziel... Jerry Jones was talked out of taking Johnny Manziel. If someone talks Jerry Jones out of taking Todd Gurley, I will slash entire.
One of my favorite Hansus narratives is that we look back on that as Dan nearly getting that pick right.
Or that it's, or
Mark
that it's
did
famous.
Get that pick right.
What?
Ooh. I picked Manziel to Cleveland.
Ooh, stunner. Like a lot of people thought that
well,
could happen. Well, you of all people, glass houses, you like chirping about, oh, I almost predicted Peyton Manning retiring. Come on.
Yeah, I did. Thought that was pretty solid. Had people on their heels
says.
For a while.
I just like that Dan says famously that happened. Like, when they do the oral history of the Around the NFL podcast,
exist.
That's a whole chapter. I have one.
I'm verified, bro. Untouchable.
I have one directly related to that, and I don't care that.
Thank
it's,
you for the sandwiches, by
the way. It's sort of doubling up, and so I know how Dan's going to answer this one. But this one, you know, you guys can see if you want to jump in. My sandwich proposition is that the Cowboys will not take a running back in the first round. So not just Gurley. No, it doesn't matter where Gurley goes. Doesn't matter who Gordon goes to. Just that when they pick in the first round, they're not taking a running back.
I'll take you up on that.
I'll take you up on that. Just kidding. That'd be funny.
No, you have to take me up on that.
Oh, that they won't pick
a? They're not taking a running back, is to be
oh.
clear, in
oh,
the first
yeah,
round.
Yeah.
I'll take you on that.
In the first round.
I will take you up on that.
No, I'm not taking it.
Wes, didn't only two there. All right.
I'm up to four sandwiches. Yummy.
I got one for you.
I've got another Gurley one as long as
well, let's on. Go with that. I'll follow
Todd
you.
Gurley does not slip past pick number 14.
Hmm.
Who is?
The Dolphins.
That's it's uncomfortable listening to that.
Yeah, I love it.
That's one of my pet peeves is listening to people eat. And
right,
that's really on the edge of my seat right
I
now.
I agree. Stop.
Go get my lunch. Don't stop. See, you got me on. You got me here because I.
You
he's
said
going
the Cowboys
the first
could
round,
trade up.
I said they'll do what they have to, but I don't right. know if they have to go that high to get him.
They do. That's what I'm telling you.
I'll take you up on it. I don't think
all right.
I think they will get him after 14.
I'm not going to take you up on that. I could see Todd Gurley going in the top 10. Just seems like he's a guy that everyone is really excited about, and maybe you know there's been talk, oh, he's going to slip because of his injury, whereas everyone's really thinking this is one of the most talented guys in the draft.
Yeah, I can't take you on this one.
When you read a scouting report like Bob McGinn, a scout says, this is a line in the scouting report, he might not be as good as Bo Jackson. Pretty impressive.
Let's check out Trent Richardson's scouting report.
Pretty impressive.
That's true. Richardson was famously talked about like one of the best athletes in decades to come down through the process. So,
but you know who knew? Jim Brown knew.
That's true.
That's true. You know, to be fair to that scouting report, that's actually true of all of us here, too. We might not be as good as Bo Jackson. It's really true of just about every individual alive.
Well,
not a great scouting report.
I thought it was a great scout.
It's kind of like, who are three people that
yeah,
have
we're
never
all
been in my kitchen?
It's pretty revealing that he actually gets mentioned in the same sentence as Bo Jackson.
That's interesting.
Which we do not.
Why would anybody be mentioned in Bo? Wasn't he like a once in a century type athlete?
Yes.
The way he was built. And
yeah.
Did he run like a 4.1 or something?
There are reports that he ran a 4.18 at like 230 pounds.
Hmm. All right, Mark.
Wow.
Let's
Mark,
hear
a lot of build-up. Mark,
all right. I don't think there's a lot of build-up.
Been ready.
I'm just brass tacks in this game now, just chalking up wins.
Purple shirt.
After the Bucs draft their quarterback of the future, Mike Glennon finds himself on another team by week one.
Still banging that Glennon
well,
drum, huh?
I don't like these ones that don't end till week one.
Yeah.
These are supposed to be draft.
This is draft.
I'm not concerned one. If you don't like that.
No, but that's against
it's because it's because of who they drafted.
The rules of the game. Say
it's,
at the end of the draft. Weekend.
It would have to be
it
the
involves
end of
the
draft.
Absolutely.
Then it should be at the end of the draft weekend, which is probably when he would get traded anyway.
No, it won't happen in draft weekend. I don't think that's why.
All right, Mark has been what? Disqualified from this round.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well,
that's
oh,
not
come
real.
On. Then
you
I'll give you another one.
You get out
one. You guys are ridiculous.
Because we need to take care of business by the
exactly.
end of the draft. We can't leave things loose ends.
We want to have it. The sandwiches being paid up and whatnot, you know, right away in the
summer. All right, the boss, pipe down.
Always bending
at least
rules.
Three wide receivers drafted in the first 20 picks.
Don't yell at us now.
Oh, I'm very annoyed with the two of you. Wes was playing ball. You know, it's just you don't like the game. You get hazy. You're not sure you can win it, so you change the rules.
Wow. I like
you're looking for another slap in the face, aren't you?
Maybe you just don't understand.
It's my day
the
off,
rules.
Baby.
That's why you're under 500.
Not last game, I'm not.
All right. Everybody calm down.
Three
okay?
wide receivers drafted in the first 20 picks. Is
game.
That draft related enough for you, Greg?
It is. but it's not interesting
enough. I
don't
think I've ever seen Mark more angry.
I predict no one's taking that, which is great. Then you avoid losing any sandwiches.
Wes did an identical bet last year.
All right.
You don't bet. Top 15 last year.
This is a different type of draft.
Can I hear it one more time? Don't shout at me, though.
At least three wide receivers drafted in the first 20 picks.
First 20.
I agree with you,
so
I'm not going to take
Cooper and White, a lot of people think they're going to go in the
top 10,
potentially even top five. Well, no, that would be
maybe.
Weird.
Let's make it four wide receivers.
Who's the third guy? Wait.
Now we're getting interesting.
Four in the top 20?
Well, that's different. That's
interesting enough for you, Greg?
You think four will be taken.
I'm just saying, if you read, you know, Mark's taking umbrage. If you read.
I had a good one out of the gate, and you disqualified.
If you read 25 mock drafts, all of them have three wide receivers going in the top 20. You just basically were like, a football player will get taken in the first.
All right. 20. Well, are you taking this or not? It's four, by the way.
Okay, that's different.
So it's
got to
be like
fun.
Nelson. How do you say his name? Agholor or Rashad Perryman?
Aguilar, I think.
You got Nelson Aguilar.
Here's why, and this is – I'm trying to get back at Mark's good graces because he got very angry. The reason that's a good one is because teams that missed the wide receiver boom of last year are going to be afraid to miss it again this year when everyone is saying, again, this is a big-time wide receiver class.
Also, the Eagles have the 20th pick, and they need a wide receiver.
Ooh. So that could be
– savvy move by you.
So four in the top 20 – Hmm. And we know there's going to be two in the top 10. So it's really.
So Devontae Parker and one other guy.
Probably.
You know what? I'll take you up on it just for fun. I don't think it will happen. It's too many.
I will not take you.
I'm not taking it either.
But four is it's past muster as an acceptable one.
All right. Now, Greg's this one better be awesome, Greg, that you're about to tee up
here. I don't
here.
Have awesome ones. I was just saying.
This better be a flamethrower that ends broadcast radio.
We'll do like an NFL. We'll do an
drop
NFL
it on
drama.
Us, Gregory.
Wow. Where's the Bunsen burner blowtorch when you need it?
I'm too afraid right now.
Christ.
This is great.
Greg, do you want me to go while you?
No, I'll do my.
You seem intimidated now.
No, I love it. I love it because Mark knows I'm right. He's just making up crazy ones that end in the old time. I'm surprised he didn't run back Peyton Manning.
He doesn't seem like he knows you're right.
I don't think you're right at all.
Well, why do I do my – we're supposed to do – what do you call it? The onion hanger?
Yeah.
Well,
they should all be exciting.
We're saving the onion hanger for last.
Okay. How about this one? Kevin White gets drafted ahead of Marcus Mariota.
Oh, I'll take that.
I'll take that too.
See?
No.
You're putting a lot of high octane contraptions on this theory that Mariota's not going number two.
I know, and that now I look at another one I wrote down which is completely opposite of that. So
you're in your own head. You have been since the start of this game.
In my mind I see Mariota going number six, which means White would probably Cooper probably go before White, right?
You never know. No, either one. I think that's kind of open for debate.
I'm gonna stay away from this one.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Randy Gregory, who we're told might be the best pure pass rusher in this draft, but also admitted that he was smoking some Chiba. So I'm going to stick it. back in high school and college. That has caused people to be down on Randy Gregory. However, these people don't come around too often, these 15 sack guys potentially. The Cardinals or the Panthers will select Gregory in the first round.
It has to be one of those two teams?
One of those two.
I'll take that.
Cardinals or Panthers. The Cardinals never filled the void. I'm just going to lay out what my thinking after John Abraham's concussion. They also took a shot on Honey Badger, a guy with character issues, and it worked out beautifully. So I think they would pull the trigger. The Panthers, you know, Hog Molly, baby.
I'll take you up on that. I was going to have a Gregory
Hog
one.
Molly. They drafted Coney Ealy last year.
Hot more hog mollies. Can never get too many.
I like this one, but I'm going to take you up on it.
Yes. Wow, I'm in deep right now.
Should we have two Randy Gregory ones?
It's good to see
one going the other way.
Getting verified hasn't, you know, gone to my head where I've become a safer person. I'm still bold and taking chances.
That was bold. Mine was going to be Randy Gregory goes in the top 20, which would mean that you lose yours.
So, Dan would definitely take that one.
I would.
In theory.
But I don't know if I'm – no, I got to slow down a little bit here. I'm going to hedge my bets a little bit here. Let's calm down. It's not like I have inside information. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Randy Gregory goes in the top 20, you say?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it.
Interesting.
I won't either.
I thought that was a safe one. Should have gotten 15, I guess.
Interesting.
That could have been more exciting.
Yeah,
it's block and tackle, Greg. You got to get through the day.
Bud Dupree.
Yes.
Kentucky pass rusher. Doesn't fall past the Falcons at number 8.
That's interesting. I'll take you up on that.
All right.
That's tough. I'm not going to, because I think he could go even higher. The guy seems like he's getting tons of buzz in the days leading up.
Anyone named Bud.
Bud Dupree's a great football player name.
I'm not sure he gets by the Jets.
That's possible. The Jets can go in a lot of different directions.
They're so versatile.
I'm going to stay away. I'm going to stay away. Where are the Browns so far? Do you have a Browns one?
I do.
Okay, good.
I took it. I took Wes up on that one.
I only reeled in one person there. I hate that.
All right, Mark, you're up.
All right, the Browns, 2 number one picks, 12 and 19. They're one of these classic dunderheaded franchises that passed on one of the great wide receivers last year. They desperately need one. They got nothing going on at the position, and they won't take one with either first-round pick.
Interesting.
That means they also, if they traded the picks, that also would that you'd
sure
right. So they're not going to take a first-round wide receiver.
I'll jump in on that one, but that's a good one. I like that. I mean, I'm just saying that's
Greg has to tell me that was a good one though. And it was. That's why.
I'll take you up on that one.
Okay.
I will too, actually, because there's a serious need there. Brian Hartline and Dwayne Bowe on the
outside. I just don't think they're – I think it's possible they don't. That's all.
This is a win-win for Mark because, at worst, you might lose a couple sandwiches. But I think you would be happy if they took a wide receiver, would you not?
Yeah, it worked out when they went high for Muhammad Massaquah. That was
– wasn't that high. Give me a break. When did they draft it?
Second round.
Okay, wait, we're here, I'm just curious. Who would you like to see the Browns, in a best-case scenario, come out of the first round with?
Well, definitely one of the wide receivers and a defensive tackle.
All right. All right, let's do some let's close it out with some onion hangers.
Okay. And mine has something to do with this last one. So.
And, you know, without getting into too much detail on what that term means, it means you're hanging it out there. You're taking a shot. You're probably going to end up with three people saying, oh, I'll take you up on that, and you could be in trouble. But you're hanging onion. Here we go.
It's a long shot. And mine
it's
is,
a long shot. And you want to start, Greg?
I will, because it goes directly off of Mark's. And I think any specific player, specific team combo is inherently an onion hanger. And I will have the Cleveland Brown drafting Devontae Parker. That's it. They will draft Devontae Parker.
They have been linked to him for – that's I could see that happening.
There's a logic
I'll take it up just because why not? But I think that's a very logical landing spot.
I want to hear what Wes says.
I don't know. This one's tough.
Really?
Because I feel like they want a wide receiver, and White and Cooper will be off the board.
That's who's left, yeah.
I'm not taking it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take it either. Best case scenario for an onion hanger is for no one to take you up on it.
No, but I like this. I'm confident. I just want to – I want every – it's like Wes. Wes, it's more fun when people take you up on it.
I know.
You want that. You want that. Anyways.
All right. I'll tell you what a really onion hanger
okay.
is. Greg,
fair
Greg
enough.
Playing a conservative there. It's almost like that shouldn't count, but all right, here we go. This is – and for Wes and Mark, just so you know, this is an onion hanger.
Okay.
Jay Cutler is going to be on the Titans by the end of the draft because the Titans, they want Phillip Rivers bad. They want him bad. They could taste it. They said, we are about to pull off a coup, and it's going to be amazing, and we're going to end up with a Hall of Fame passer. But it's not going to work out that way because they're the Titans. So they're going. What are they going to do? They're going to panic and still feel like they got to make a move. They're going to, you know, forget about the Zach Mettenberger smokescreen. They're going to go get Jay Cutler, bring him back home to Tennessee, and away we go.
I'm taking that.
I'll take it too, but it makes some sense. It was two Decembers ago that Ian Rappaport was sending us information that the Titans, at least Titans brass, old coaching staff, wanted Cutler. They were going to make a play for him.
It would be irresponsible not to take this one. But I do like where you're going. It's one of the reasons I don't think Mariota goes to the Titans is he doesn't fit what every quarterback that Wisenhunt's ever had, you know, is like. And Jay Cutler fits that quite well.
Makes sense for the Bears, too. Good one.
By the way, I want to go back and change my Mariota where he goes one. I totally changed my mind on it. It's too late.
Far too late.
San Diego.
Show business, baby.
San Diego.
That was not bad for an onion hanger.
Okay.
You want to see some really twisting in the wind here?
Yeah.
Just blowing around?
And it's going to make Greg feel even worse by the time you're done, I would think.
Neither Adrian Peterson nor Phillip Rivers gets traded on draft weekend, but Eagles linebacker Michael Kendricks does.
Might have oversold that.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean?
Michael Kendricks heat.
I mean, Dan's ultimately was, it was a little windier with his hanging out there. You had a light breeze for yours.
My onion's got the flu.
Give me a break. That's a lot of moving parts here.
You did add a lot of components, but it's...
I'll take it for one. I'm not going to take it.
I'm not going to take it because I think that all that stuff's going to happen.
What?
I think all that stuff's going to happen.
What?
I don't think Peterson's going to be traded. I don't think Rivers is going to be traded, and I think the Kendricks will.
All right.
Wow.
I will take it. The reason it wasn't as... You know, the first two things that you mentioned... At this point, it would be a little surprising if Peterson or Rivers got traded.
I disagree.
They would be under 50.
I think Rivers
each.
Could go, for sure.
That should be one of our – that was going to be one of mine, but then it didn't make sense with everything else I've said.
Yeah, that's when you get in trouble.
Greg is standing up, by the way, swaying. Swaying.
Left to right.
He's feeling the heat now.
I've been taking a lot of shots here today.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Here we go.
Johnny Manziel will be traded. He's out. He's done. It's over.
Check, please.
I'll take it.
I don't think anybody wants him.
That's the biggest problem. I could see the Browns giving up on him. I can't see anyone being like, "Oh, give me that problem."
I agree with you. I don't think he's not the centerpiece of the trade. He's just part of it.
Maybe
put a bunch of stuff in a box, he's in the box.
Can I hop on?
Oh, yeah.
No, I want to take that, but I'll also hop on.
Well, you're not allowed to just come in on an onion hanger.
That seemed like a nice onion. Well,
you got to throw out an onion
hanger. I'm going to throw out an onion hanger.
Okay, cool.
All right, my first cousin, Eddie Goldman, defensive tackle for Florida State, is taken in the first round by a team in the AFC whose mascot is not an animal.
I'll take you on that.
I'll take that. I know nothing about Eddie Goldman, but...
So Eddie Goldman, Eagles, where does he play?
He's a defensive tackle for Florida State.
Draft eligible?
He told me at Passover that he was, but... Who knows?
Okay. And he gets drafted by a team that has a mascot that's not an animal.
Plays in the AFC.
Either Jets, Patriots, Steelers.
Humans are animals, Browns. And Patriots are human.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're really limiting yourself.
Oh, no, we're not doing it. Because Patriots, I mean, that
Patriots
to me.
Patriots not an animal.
Okay. That's I don't think we're doing that. Okay.
Dan is technically correct, but.
Titan. I'll take you up on that.
We're all animals.
Just for the fact that you threw AFC in there. Like we wouldn't have taken
that's
it
the onions.
That.
Those are the onions.
Roughly half the AFC teams have a
well, definitely taking this.
So it's down to eight teams for Eddie Goldman.
All right.
I can't believe that this wasn't Golden Tate related.
I mean, it was the closest we could get. We have gold in the, you know.
That's true. That's fair.
I'll take you up on that gold standard.
All right.
All right. There you go. So there you have. That is the 2015 draft edition of Go Get My Lunch, you turd.
A lot of heat.
And because of, you know, the heat with Mark, it's very clear.
Oh, please. I love you guys.
That everything will be decided by Saturday night. Everything will be known, and we'll have, by the time we're back in the studio together, we'll be able to divvy up who's going to be buying tons of sandwiches. So thank you for listening. We'll be back. Here's the rest of the week. Wes heads off to Chicago. Fare thee well, Wes.
Thank you.
Come home soon. Take care of yourself. And again, Patra can be a bad influence.
I'll keep him out of trouble.
Okay, very good. So Wes will be our man on the street with Kevin Patra in Chicago. We'll be back Thursday night after the first round of the draft. I cannot stress this enough because it just shows the dedication to craft over around these parts. We will be recording after the draft that evening, late night, and we'll get it up ASAP for everyone to listen to our first round draft recap, and then we'll have another show two nights later after the seventh round is over, and we'll do basically an overview of the entire draft. So we have two more shows coming up this week, two big ones, so make sure you listen. You could, you know, of course, download on iTunes, Stitcher. Don't know what Stitcher is, but you can get it on Stitcher. Leave comments, you know, hit the heart button. Is there a heart button on iTunes?
It's a
star scenario, maybe. Anyway, so do all that. Thank you for listening. This is Dan Hansis signing off for Quiet Storm. It wasn't so quiet today. the mailman, the boss, and the great gold standard behind the glass. Until draft night!